guys ready?
Sure. Are we waiting on Connor?
I think if we're waiting on Connor, we're
Connor, who I saw working with the grounds crew down on Lake Street.
I think he's working. He may be here for the second one. I think he's working right now.
Working on Connor's like waiting for Gal Gadot.
Working on Connor?
See what I did there?
I saw what you did there.
See what I did there? Yeah. Waiting for Gadot, waiting for your mispronunciation.
Yeah, you know what helps is when
Gadot
you explain
from
it.
Last week?
Yeah.
Total. So you said working on Connor.
Yeah, you said working on Connor.
Not waiting.
Don't read it.
Yeah, so like we got it, but you didn't get it right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we knew what you were going for.
Oh, excuse me, everybody in the room that thought Hitchcock directed Citizen Kane and now laughing at me.
Hey, he thought it was H.G. Wells.
He being Dan.
He knew it was
wrong. Let's clearly identify.
He thought it was H.G. Wells and Richard offered nothing. I'm at least ahead of them with Hitchcock.
No, I said Orson Welles.
So you're saying it's better to offer just blatantly wrong information
yes.
than to sit silently in the face of that wrong information.
And Patrick judge. Hamilton's story.
That might be the American story right
now. Yeah.
Fair enough. Hey, welcome back to Even More Mashed Up. It's a pop culture podcast where we mash up all things
pop culture.
Yeah, I'm Alan.
I'm Patrick. And it is clearly the summer.
Clearly, like our rhythm will come back quickly.
That's right. It's been a few weeks since we last taped an episode.
We should probably introduce who's in the studio with us today.
We have a very, very extra special guest star.
We do.
That we paid or spared no expense in bringing to the show.
Well, I did pay for the gas, technically.
You were coming here anyways.
Still cost me money.
The car runs less efficiently with more weight.
Hey!
Oh, hey, fair point.
So that's our extra special guest star, Bobby Austin.
No, I thought it was Neil deGrasse Tyson for a minute there. Yeah. The scientific knowledge he was
it's
dropping.
Tough to tell us apart.
It is. Yes. Well, Neil deGrasse Tyson is about as kind to Pluto as Bobby is to me. So, you know.
Ouch. Oh, another science joke.
He has apologized, sir.
So anyway, Bobby is my son. Did you say that?
I did not. I said Bobby Austin.
Yeah, I should identify.
Yeah.
And Dan's with us in the studio today, too, running the board.
Nepotism.
Nice to have you back, Dan.
We've got almost the whole crew.
That's right.
It does say, it is kind of sad.
Connor is missing.
Yeah. It does seem kind of sad that the first guest we could get is a relative.
It's signed a CAD. I agree.
It's signed a CAD.
100%.
Yeah.
And Rich is here, too, today.
I am.
Yes.
That's not extra special.
No.
Backed by popular demand.
We're moving past.
Really?
Popular?
You don't know.
Demand?
Or we just had enough mics for you.
Yeah.
The point of the show today is that... We've been running the show for a while.
For a while now.
It's great.
We've completed one full regular season, and are now doing the summer season.
There are no seasons.
The entire room sighs.
You do know that the entire listening audience finds our season debate not nearly as interesting. As
I don't believe you.
Yeah, no, we don't.
It's a little
care.
Bit funny.
One out of ten. It's a little bit funny.
It's a 1 out of 10.
I will take it.
The Patrick Hamilton story.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a 1 out of 10. Nice. So, but Bobby listens regularly.
He does.
And he is something of a critic of the show. I think it would be fair to say that you like the show,
yes.
but you see room for improvement.
That sounds about right.
You could have stopped it. He is something of a critic.
That's also fair. Also fair. So we thought we might invite him on to share some notes.
Yes.
How to improve the show, and then
we will
respond to.
Respond to and hopefully incorporate into later episodes.
Yes.
I believe Rich is here to take notes.
Well, we work in higher education.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
So we believe in assessment.
Yes.
Collecting data.
Yes.
Closing the loop.
That's right. Do we have learning outcomes for this show?
Literally shooting ourselves in the face.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like,
boy, do we need learning outcomes or objectives? What year is it?
I'm not entirely sure.
The core director just got schooled on objectives and outcomes.
You know, I like to live in a realm of ideals.
Right. You're not one for words.
No, words or you know, technicalities.
Certainly not semantics.
Yeah. No, I do not like semantics.
Ouch.
I'm not a semantic
Nobody
person.
Does in this
almost
show.
Almost like Bobby's been listening to the show.
Yes.
Here's my fear today.
Or living with you.
Yeah, Bobby may know the show better than we do.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Like, there's a pretty good chance.
Oh, I guarantee notes, I don't remember what I wrote them about.
Yeah.
They're
still
pretty scathing. So.
I know. Bobby has Bobby has previewed some of his things. Like, do you remember on the Christmas show? And I'm like, I don't remember talking about that.
I don't remember yesterday.
The only thing I remember from the Christmas show is Ball.
Oh, God.
No, the Christmas show was Krampus. Ball wasn't even the Christmas
the
show.
No,
it was the Christmas
thing.
Toy episode.
Krampus was
the
radio show. The podcast were the top toys.
We talked about toys. But we ran Krampus on the podcast.
We did.
Well, we ran
I told you would not remember.
No, we ran it during Christmas time.
Yeah, but we ran it
over the break.
But it was on the podcast.
No. Well, yeah, it was on the podcast, yeah. But the show that we actually
Why
recorded,
are we debating this?
The show recorded, not a radio show that we just dumped over because you're lazy and wouldn't show up, was about toys.
Yeah. Right, we recorded one, but then our Christmas show was the show about Krampus.
Okay.
All right. Bobby, why don't you read
just
some notes
yes.
to us?
Yeah.
Now I know how everyone feels about me at times.
All the time.
On rare occasions when I might be, you know, somewhat insufferable.
All right.
So,
Bobby. Okay, Bobby.
The Christmas play.
Yeah.
I have about a paragraph.
Wait a minute. You skipped like the entire first half of last season.
I think we'll get back to it.
These notes are in no real order.
Oh, okay. Christmas play. That was a great
so
play.
So I have a lot of issues with it, actually.
This is going to be Krampus
versus Santa.
Richard
John's
the Incompetent Elf. Pretty significantly underdeveloped. Not a lot in the character beyond the name.
Patrick, you wrote it, so I feel like you should respond.
Yeah.
It was a stand-up performance either way.
This was all you.
All I can say is I only had so much material to work with.
It's hard to argue with that. I mean,
it is not.
And I felt like, you know, sort of underdeveloped and limited sort of captured the essence of the character.
So it was the character you were trying to write.
Exactly.
Got it.
It's all part of the
As long as you were trying
subtext.
To be boring.
Trying to be what?
Boring.
That's one of many things that Richard, the Incompetent Elf, was.
That was a bit of a space there.
Yeah, it was.
Then the casting, questionable.
What?
You cast Patrick McCamey as Krampus and Santa.
Okay, I might have lost...
Krampus versus Santa.
I might have lost track of parts.
So Krampus versus Santa, and then the climax is Krampus
kind
fighting Santa, and you had McCamey kind of fighting...
Yes.
I eventually had to step in as Santa, as I recall.
Yes.
Which was even more jarring.
Was it jarring in a good way, though?
Probably not.
All right, go on. Okay.
I also think Batman versus Superman is a questionable archetype to use. Still think you should have used Nightfall, in which Santa is Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Krampus is Azrael. Wow. Someone breaks Santa's back, and Krampus has to fill in for Santa.
Wow. Somebody is beating Patrick with the nerd
also
stick
means
right now.
That's not a bad...
Also means you can do...
Let him finish. Wait. Say it again.
That's actually not a bad idea. I can see that one working.
Okay. I need that recorded.
Yeah. When you said Krampus is Azrael, I'm like, oh, this is going nowhere good. But actually, I got to say, that's not a bad idea, Bobby.
Where else could I have been going? I already told you I was doing Nightfall. That's the story that Nightfall is.
Yeah, actually, no. That's what was in between Nightfall was... Azrael taking over.
Oh, here we go.
That's part of Nightfall.
No. There's Nightfall. There's something in the middle.
I think we got 5 minutes.
Night, folks. It was fun seeing you.
Considered part of Nightfall.
No, I don't think it is. It's Broken Bad is part one, and then
Rich,
could
you look that up? Could you define?
I own all three paperback Nightfall collections, and I can tell you that's the story in them.
Oh, that's the collections.
Rich, would you please look up
the original issue?
No, this is more fun.
Nightfall ended with the breaking of the bat.
We're like 5 minutes in, and Patrick has admitted.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of wrong twice already.
Right?
Twice.
Well, you kind of admitted that Bobby's idea for Nightfall was better.
No, he blatantly admitted that.
Well, I didn't say better. I said that's a good idea. I categorically did not say
and
better.
And the backpedaling begins.
Yep.
It's not backpedaling. It's what I said. Ooh, that got very high. I said that is a good idea. I did not say better.
Oh, fair enough.
I said that is a good idea.
But for you, that's as big a mea culpa as we ever get.
I deny that is any kind of mea culpa.
My point thus being made.
But yes, that actually is not a bad idea. Perhaps for the next Christmas play.
Oh, man, no, we do not need to do another Krampus.
Or for the end of summer season spectacular.
Why would you do it at the end of summer?
I don't
know. It's Christmas
time. It's just enough. It doesn't have to be a Christmas.
You know, I got to say, when Bobby shows up, I can just kind of sit here quietly.
I mean, man.
I feel like I'm a place as well.
How about doing the heavy work for
Christmas in July. That's when we do it.
That's not
Boom.
Bad. Not bad.
And then last, you gave a lot to the narrator.
I gave a lot at the beginning to the narrator.
So that's nepotism?
It was a little bit disgusting.
You gave about a consecutive page to the narrator.
It was as nepotistic as you could be.
But that whole section was much more
without kids.
That whole section was much more visual.
Could have been no
than
more.
Dialogue. And so I had to set the visuals.
Well, you didn't have to.
I did.
No, you created a plan where you had,
listen,
in which you had to, right?
No, me and Zack Snyder, we were on the same page. That's how it had to be done.
So really, Zack Snyder is your defense?
Yes, he was my muse.
Congratulations, I guess.
He's no Michael Bay. Rich, have you looked up what Nightfall encompasses in terms of the Batman story yet?
Is Batman related? I had no idea what you guys are talking about.
We may need to focus a little bit as we move forward in the notes.
Okay.
Are we done
with the Christmas episode?
Sure.
All right.
This might have been a little.
So, Patrick, do you really think drafting God was within the rules for the fantasy draft? Because that
yes.
just seems like
yeah. you know.
It
exactly.
just seems like you're flirting. That just seems like you're. It doesn't seem fair.
It would have been nice if people had taken the fantasy draft a little more seriously.
I thought we were doing a serious thing.
Right.
Shit all over.
I thought we were putting a serious effort.
I'm not sure I have ever agreed with you more on something than I wish some people had taken the fantasy draft seriously.
By way of review, I took it very seriously.
No,
I put together the Suicide Squad.
I could not have put together a stronger team according to my 200 row Excel spreadsheet. So.
Wait. A lot of effort into it. Remember, I showed you the spreadsheet.
You could not have put together a better team according to the spreadsheet you developed.
Yeah.
That feels a little
no one else
inside
developed
baseball.
It.
Says the guy who gave the entire narrator role to him.
So according to the criteria you came up with.
The leader of men.
You know what? I
that.
Still stand by that.
Really?
Who
after how many
Aragorn
times?
Number one is a huge mistake.
Wait, you drafted God and he wasn't number one?
No.
You think he might have an issue with that? God,
he was 4 or 5.
Patrick had a bit of a tantrum halfway through.
So God is not a leader of men?
Is he not the leader of all men?
It's kind of his whole thing.
Yeah.
And is it, by the way, is that incredibly sexist that you built your entire squad around a leader of men?
Yeah.
Well, not a leader of women.
I had Hermione on my team.
Hermione?
Oh yes. The
small
the
child. Token woman.
Not Wonder
You're
Woman?
So inclusive.
Not Wonder Woman, the leader of women?
My team was very gender diverse.
What?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. I had Bellatrix. Who else did I have on that team?
Wow.
Not a good argument.
Scarlet
there.
Witch, I think.
Dobby.
I feel like you might have.
No, I definitely had Dobby.
You had Dobby.
An elf and I needed somebody to die.
Right.
No, there was definitely. Who else did I draft? I can't remember.
You're right. I can't remember.
So, the dragon guy.
Did you draft Buffy?
Didn't you have Cthulhu? No, you had the book.
Bobby I had the Necronomicon.
Necronomicon, yeah. That's right.
Necronomicon has no gender. I can't be attacked for my inclusiveness.
That's right.
No, you cannot be attacked for your inclusiveness.
Leader of men. The most sexist squad ever put together.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that at that point. Really, it's not?
No.
What about the women on your squad?
I had Hermione.
Who's lead them?
Wait, how many men?
I don't remember.
Token woman.
There were seven.
Seven, so that's a good ratio. That's about the DC Marvel ratio at the moment.
No, Marvel has no women movies. It's like 0 to 19.
19?
I don't know.
Oh, you're not good at numbers.
And
no.
Now
yeah.
you're making
I do
up
have a
numbers?
Couple numbers on here, Patrick, if you want.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, good.
It's about that time for numbers.
Oh, numbers. I love me numbers.
Yeah.
Maybe not anymore.
You might not love this one.
Crying out loud.
I'm sure it will turn to me eventually.
Wait a minute. Oh, God,
think,
it feels like lit camp.
I think we came up with this suggestion together, but the idea was... You'd have someone run a counter for every time Patrick mumbles Jesus under his breath on the show. So,
one so far
films
a day.
Has four, for example. You just have like a ding, a little confetti every time.
Wait a minute, Must See Films.
That's one of the episodes
we did
of your
we did
show.
An episode of Must See Films, films that were coming out in the new year.
Oh, right, okay,
good
sorry.
God, man. He only said Jesus four times under his breath that time.
Yeah.
I think he said only four times.
A little sprinkle of confetti every time would be
that
nice.
Would be awesome. Like a little. So you're saying we need sound effects for the show?
Yes.
How hard would that be, Rich? Because Rich is going to put together Bobby a green screen experience.
I don't know why you're looking or talking to me about this. I've never edited the show.
Oh, here's a note for Richard.
Oh.
So you thought they were remaking Blade Runner with the same actors as before? That's. I just
to
wanted
fair,
to commend you for an understanding of remakes.
How many?
One of
how
the same
long ago was
it?
That?
Whenever you were talking about Blade Runner,
Rich,
I wrote it down.
It's a critique of the entire show.
If by Plus entire far. Show you mean everyone but you so far.
Yeah. I'm sure there'll be some coming for me eventually. But Rich, so you really
wait,
thought...
Wait, but Harrison Ford isn't it?
No, but not the entire cast.
Whatever.
Is it where James Olmos in it?
I don't know. I don't have a lot of enthusiasm for it.
Sean Young, is she in it?
I never saw the original. So
you've never seen
you
the original?
You own a copy of the original,
wait,
and you
crazy?
Lost it in the move, and you've forgotten
Neither
about
I.
the thing.
How have you never
seen
Blade
it.
Runner?
I never saw it.
I've seen
it
multiple He's seen it,
times.
But he denies it.
Me?
You owned a copy of it in the old house. I'm
yeah,
confident of
but
that.
But I didn't watch it.
You bought it and then what?
It?
This is cool.
I'm an American. I buy stuff that I never do anything with it.
That is not American.
So sue me.
Oh, Patrick.
Name one other person that buys stuff that doesn't do anything with them. That's not in this room.
No, he plays with his Legos.
You have an upstairs PlayStation and a downstairs PlayStation.
Well, I have an upstairs PlayStation 3 and a downstairs PlayStation 3. There's also a PlayStation 4 downstairs.
Is that less egregious?
But I use them. So
this is
not...
Patrick's way of defending himself is usually
what
to
was
make
the last
case
game
worse.
You played on them?
Yeah, you know what? I realized when I booted up the PlayStation 4 the other day to watch a movie that the last time I played a game was September.
You need to start playing more
of
games.
Last year. Which probably just kind of sums up how the year has gone.
I thought you meant
gone.
September of this year, 5 months
no,
from now.
That's... No, September 2016.
No, when Bobby used to play, like, Prof. Pat would come up a lot on the screen.
Yeah, Prof. Pat has been coming up a lot lately.
Prof. Pat would disappear.
Yeah, Prof. Yeah. Pat hasn't been coming up a lot lately. So, maybe over the weekend.
You'll appreciate this, Dad.
Yes.
Patrick.
Oh, no, I'm waiting for what I've done wrong.
You haven't done a lot wrong, according to my notes. I don't know.
It feels right to me.
Yeah, you probably have.
I can think of one thing you've done wrong.
What's that?
Patrick is staring
Patrick
at me.
Might be looking
is someone behind Bobby?
Wait,
are you
great
saying,
visual joke.
Are you saying Bobby is
it
the
was really good
there
podcast.
You go.
Wow.
There you go.
Wait. Isn't this the second time he's called him like a mistake or something of that nature?
Oh, that's true. I'd forgotten about
well,
that.
Well, the second time on the podcast.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
I can't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your critique of HR on The Flash is just baseless and lame, really.
Your critique of HR is...
He's terrible!
He's the best character on superhero television right
he
now.
He was the best character on superhero television.
You say that with glee.
I do.
Iris should have died.
I know. Like, literally, I saw that. I'm like, oh my God, not only is HR dead, but it was a swap out for Iris. It's like the worst way he could die for you.
Here's what I... This is the
nothing
honest
made
truth.
Me happy.
I might not watch The Flash next year.
No, you have to, because you already gave up Gotham.
I could give up more.
No.
No.
Don't think the mashup actually has that kind of legal power,
Patrick. You can't give up more.
I could if I wanted to.
If you give up Flash, then Gotham has to come back.
I could pick up Legion.
Or the host of other shows that you've not watched.
About Game of Thrones.
I'm one episode into Game of Thrones, and I feel like I'm going to start
making an episode.
That's good, because season 7 starts in a couple weeks. So
you're saying I only got 6 seasons to go?
Yes.
Plus Legion.
Wait, you're one episode in? Have they started talking yet?
Yeah, are you even really one episode? No, you did see the first full episode.
I did.
Episode,
I saw the
kid Bran get pushed out of the tower.
Yeah.
He did actually make it through the
spoilers.
First episode.
That's where it ended. Spoilers from 6 years ago.
Yeah, spoilers.
In episode 1.
Yeah, for episode spoilers. 1 of season 1 of a show that's on season 7.
Orson Welles made Citizen Kane.
Oh.
Who knew?
Sorry.
I thought he wrote The War of the Worlds.
It was a thing. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, the literary humor.
Didn't the Legends of Tomorrow go back to save him at some
point? You seem to know a lot about Disney's show from 2010, Shake It Up.
Yes.
Like, a lot.
Yes.
Uncomfortably
so. A show that no one in our house ever watched.
Whoa. Okay. Now, Bobby is lying. I only watched it because Hope watched it. In 2010, Hope would have been 7 or 8 years old, right? Like, it would have been... Right in her ballpark, strike zone, wheelhouse. Yeah, it was. She watched a lot of it.
Ballpark, strike zone, wheelhouse.
Yeah, all three of those things at the same time.
Okay. That still doesn't explain why you watched it.
Quality time with
and
your kid.
Know so much about it.
Dan, do you ever watch stuff with Luca?
Do I remember any of it?
Will you remember any
no.
of it in 8 years? Oh, that's
no.
what you say. Here's what I'm telling you right now. It will burn into your brain in ways you're not realizing it's burning.
Doubt it.
Here's something for Richard.
By the way,
yay.
Shake It Up was not a good show, but it
not
did have
yay,
double
probably.
Thor.
No, it's not. It's never yay.
I only know it because there's only I only know Shake It Up as a car song.
Shake It Up.
The only Jake power you seem to have is the ability to embarrass people out of thinking something by agreeing with them.
Yes,
and
but I've lost that power
at the end of that.
Yeah, but I've lost that power.
Yeah, we took that power away from him.
Well, only because Patrick's a little bit childish. But
he's been stripped
extremely
of that
childish.
Oh my God.
You're childish.
You
okay,
childish.
Old man.
This show is, I don't know, man. Ooh,
wow.
We may not upload
your
this.
Your son
one.
Has really brought the level down of discourse on this show.
He's trying. It just seems some people are kind of petulant in getting a little bit of constructive criticism.
Oh, Patrick. Here's
yeah.
something
oh,
you said.
There's more for me.
Jesus. Direct quote. It is, after all, Oscar month. It was also Black History Month. So, well done.
Wow.
Where did the quote end and you begin?
You said, it is, after all, Oscar Month. That's your quote. And then I'm pointing out it was also Black History Month.
Yeah, like, but it was Oscar Month on the podcast.
That's pretty insensitive.
Nice. So the podcast has no Black History Month.
We were doing a month of Oscar
which, as we remember,
which actually was only 3 weeks of Oscars.
It felt like a month at times.
It felt like 2 months. Everyone listening.
And as you can tell, those were the best episodes.
It was really
liked.
Just a month and a half of La La Land.
What?
It was a little bit painful.
Who doesn't love La La Land?
It just kept going.
Everyone.
We did one episode on La La Land.
I love La La Land.
Felt like three.
No, you talked about it in all three episodes.
Yeah. It probably did come up in all three.
It did, but we had one episode fully dedicated to
it. But
it
feels like Patrick has managed to dodge the critique.
Yes, he has.
That was loaded into the note.
Significantly.
Question.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
I am solely responsible for the content of this show.
I think that Oscar month was really
solely responsible for the things you say.
It was not my idea. It was your idea.
I never called it
you
Oscar History Month.
You said, let's do a month of Oscar episodes.
I pretty clearly remember saying, what we should do is say, it's Oscar History Month and Black History Month.
I never said
but
Oscar History Month.
You cut the second
month.
Half of it.
Well, you did say Oscar Month.
Yeah, Oscar. I didn't say Oscar History Month.
I said we should do Oscar and Black History Month.
You did not say that.
Really?
No, I did not shut that down.
That involves research.
That's all he does for this show.
No, he does numbers.
Numbers are research.
No. He has dates, but no information about them.
But he has to look up those dates. Sure. Do you think he just knows them?
I was trying to figure out what to do with dates and no information.
Yeah,
I knew there was a joke there.
Yeah, there's clearly a joke there.
I wanted more than the Patrick Hamilton story, but I couldn't get to it before.
Yeah, no.
So you had something, Bobby. What was it? Before you and Rich got into a little spat over there?
Oh, Star Trek Beyond. I think the climax to that film was fantastic.
No, it's the critique of it is the worst ending to a film.
No, it's exactly as campy as it ought to be.
No, it's beyond campy. It's stupid.
It's fantastic.
I haven't even seen it.
Transformers campy. Captain Kirk on a motorcycle with a projector.
50 motorcycles.
50 other Captain Kirks on motorcycles. Terrible ending to a film. Patrick, right? That's a stupid ending to a film.
Yeah, I don't know, but the whole movie was just kind of flat for me.
It was not a great film.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
It was not. It felt.
Of
well, number
you did.
One.
What film don't you enjoy? Name a film you have not enjoyed.
Transformers?
Asked and answered.
There you go.
Batman Returns. Batman Returns.
They did not like Batman Returns.
You know what? I got to say, that movie does not hold up well.
Really?
I watched it like, oh, yeah, this movie. Because in my memory, it goes off the rails the moment the rocket-powered penguins show up.
It goes off the rails at the start.
It goes off the rails a bit earlier than that. Yeah, it's not as... It's particularly
it goes off the rails,
the...
I think, when Michael Keaton's face is bulging out of the cowl.
Well, just, you know, in comparison to the... Batman. In comparison to the superhero movies we have today, it's a bit honky-tonk.
Hey, give Tim Burton that kind of a budget, see what he does.
But it was, but it's
probably something weirder and higher definition.
Terrifying.
Yeah, I do not want it. That would be Alice in Wonderland, right? And I'd say, no, thank you.
Pretty much at all, I knew the movie was not holding up well when during Lit Camp, everybody was laughing at everything.
Oh, no.
When I was growing up, that was not a funny moment.
It wasn't funny.
When that movie came out, it was really revolutionary.
The
it was
turning
like,
point of the film, Patrick,
not, no,
the turning
no, but it was
point
like
of
a
the
very
entire film's plot
dark kind
is
of
that Batman has a DVD burner in the Batmobile.
Yes.
Which was, by the way, cutting-edge technology.
I understand that.
I also like that his radar, when he's going into the sewers, and it makes a little sound tracking the penguin, is a quack. Quack, quack.
I thought it was questionable. His sub has no windshield for him to look through, only a camera that he has to look down to look out.
I've not watched the film since it was in the theater.
Yeah.
And then it seemed like...
Oh, then
like
it was
a really important film.
It was
a
very important
film.
And now it's just time marched on. Yeah, time
for millennials, it's just
you don't want to stake your plot on technology that's going to be cutting edge for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Well, I think the other problem is that we've had so many more Batman movies and iterations of it. Like, if that was the last Batman movie, Adam West's Batman
was better than this film too. Like, it's not like this was the peak when it came out.
Well, that specific film, I think the first one with Keaton was amazing. And then they said, let's make more money, and got stupid.
Yeah. Well, speaking of technology, I've often had this question about the Marvel superhero universe. How long before people start laughing at, the computer screens that are just projected?
I already laugh at them. They're ridiculous.
Oh, people already make fun of those.
Okay, right. I want to be clear. Nobody thinks that that's what technology will really look like, right?
It will.
At some point.
I don't believe
some type of
it'll be a lens on your face.
They've already got the computer that projects the keyboard on the ground and type.
Yeah. We're already there.
Or
never going to
happen. Desk, not on the ground.
I'm staking my claim here. Never will happen.
I mean, I'm already home.
We're
going
to go back to typewriters.
Yeah.
Yes. Ribbon. typewriters and ribbon. That's the efficient.
Patrick, I've got a couple notes for you here.
Oh, Pat got a couple notes for me.
If you give the Lego figures voices, that's playing, not building.
Say that again.
Oh.
If you give the Lego figures voices, that's playing, not building. I'm not sure when this note came up on the podcast, but I underlined it, so it must have been.
No, I do remember Patrick talking about like flying them around the house or something and speaking while they.
That's different. That's when I take them up to the shelf where they go.
So they fly up to the shelf.
So they.
Yeah, that's.
As long as they're only alive for transport to your display shelf.
Pretty much.
No, that's totally playing.
Oh my god.
They just, you know, they fly up.
Keep making the hand motion. It's really helping your case.
Yeah.
You know, once you build an X-wing, you got to fly the X-wing upstairs. You build it downstairs, it flies up there.
Sounds like a euphemism for something, but I don't know what.
Patrick Hamilton's toy.
So
I keep waiting for that joke to get old, but it doesn't.
it just keeps renewing itself.
Yeah, it does. What you got, Bobby?
Time lapse is not stop motion.
Wow!
No, wait, I disagree on that one. That's an unfair note.
They're almost opposites.
They're literally.
The same thing. They're essentially the same thing.
No.
That's really more of a radio show thing. Right, but
we brought it up
like
in the podcast.
Snippets
you actually don't know the difference on both the radio show and the podcast.
That's probably so.
Or what a 360 camera does.
I know what it does. I'm just confused by the fact the camera doesn't spin.
It's not spinning.
It takes the camera in all directions at one time.
But it has to spin.
No, it has two lenses that are each 180 degrees.
Imagine four cameras attached to each other pointing in four different directions.
But then that's not a camera. That's four cameras.
No, it's one camera.
But you can attach pieces of technology together to make larger pieces of technology.
No, that's just
that's the next show.
That's just a long
All right, what else you got, Bobby?
Patrick on the Archie episode said that sleeping with
are
humans
you halfway
is
down your
slightly unethical.
Yeah, let's go back to that one. This was a big one.
You said that sleeping with students was, quote, slightly unethical.
I believe I may have said something in that.
So I was wondering if I could hear how that's influenced your academic career.
It is not.
Or the lack thereof.
Hey, I have an academic career.
For now.
I mean, it's here.
It's all boiled down to this podcast.
Yeah.
I believe if you go back and listen to the show, that was one of my many examples of comic understatement.
That was the excuse back then.
It was not the excuse. It was the explanation. It's not semantics. My fault that you people
that
don't
open
get
quiet.
The intricacies of my comedy. I might have said that it was slightly unethical, which is clearly exaggeration and thus comic understatement.
So you don't think it's even slightly unethical?
No.
So you're exaggerating the slightly. Like you're just saying it's like fully ethical?
You did say exaggeration, so you're saying it's not even slightly unethical.
Right,
no,
that's
a joke.
Be exactly what he said.
I'm exaggerating the slightness because it is huge.
Anywho.
Okay. I'm understating it with the slightly, because
I'm not
clearly
sure
it's
why
more.
I wrote this, but Richard, everything you say is smarter than you intend, mostly by coincidence.
I'm not sure why I wrote this, the Bobby Austin story.
Wait, so then again, everything Richard
says. I brought
says,
Bobby on the podcast.
It's smarter than I intend.
It's smarter than he intends it to be. What do you think about that?
The Richard Baldwin story.
Is it opposite day and nobody told me?
If you think that's opposite day, you're not going to like where the notes go, perhaps.
Wow, because the notes have been so life-affirming
but Bobby,
for me so
how
far.
How does Richard sound smarter than
yes.
he means
can
to
you I provide, don't know why. I don't remember.
Can you provide evidence to back up said claim?
I don't know.
Richard, say something that's smarter than it sounds.
Yeah, Richard, just say something off the top of your head.
I don't know.
He's wrestling with the profundity of life. There.
Exactly.
So it sounds smarter than...
I think that was another example of comic understatement.
There's so much that we truly don't know in the
saying,
world.
So Bobby's saying he sounds slightly smarter.
Yeah, I think Bobby's critique or compliment of Richard was an example of a comic overstatement.
No.
Yeah, Richard, Patrick, not do anything to help yourself here.
Patrick, this is perhaps
the Richard Baldwin story.
You'll like this more, Patrick.
Oh, will I?
This is for Richard.
Are we on to page two of your notes yet?
Your knowledge of memes is pretty horrendously outdated. Top text to bottom text memes were outdated like 3 years ago, and now they're just really awful.
Apparently, you gave me a lot of bad meme
You gave him
advice.
A lot of bad advice
on
the millennials
meme. That I
meme.
Created that should be everywhere.
Oh, that was the
but
point.
Out.
I was sabotaging
Is that the get off your parents' lawn meme?
Yeah, get off my parents'
That's funny,
because
I actually
really
my note actually suggests that you're trying to sabotage it.
Yes, hashtag millennials.
Yeah, I still like that is still
that was my,
kids
was,
get
that
off
was my
parents' lawn.
Goal.
Yeah, hashtag
millennials. That's a great
I do like that one. That one is good.
And Patrick, I'm not really pages. I'm just kind of skipping around because okay. They aren't in any real order.
Okay, that's good.
But we still have 3 pages left.
Pretty
give
much.
Or take. We'll end the show when somebody gets so offended.
They walk off. Yeah.
They revoke Richard's.
Okay. I've pitched this a couple of times to you guys, but you haven't taken it that seriously yet. You should do an episode of the podcast where you spend a night camping outside on the Misericordia campus hunting Bigfoot.
Could we get
like
Bobo
on reality
here for
TV?
That? If you can get Bobo here, I will go out into the woods.
Who's
you know that guy
Bobo?
Never blinks.
He's on Finding Bigfoot.
The guy on Finding Bigfoot.
He wears
Bigfoot
a hat that says
"Keep
it squashy."
Yeah.
Looks a little bit there's like Jake Garner, but never blinks.
Wow.
never blinks.
It's yeah, he's a bit
if
of
blinks,
a.
If he blinks, he might miss Sasquatch.
Simple
there you go.
Folk, let's say.
A what?
Simple folk.
Wow. I would never talk about people that way.
He's a simple man.
Bobo is about twice your size, Patrick. He might be Bigfoot.
Bobo
I don't think I would threaten
twice
him.
Twice Patrick's size?
You don't think so?
No, when Pat. No, I was going to say 3 times.
Yeah, that might have been more comic understatement.
Like when they take a hillbilly out to say, like, where'd you see the Sasquatch?
Mm-hmm.
It's always Bobo who, like, walks to the tree so they can judge how tall. Because Bobo is a very big man.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Forget Willa's measuring tape.
They don't believe in that fancy technology.
Are you sure when he speaks, he sounds smarter? Are you sure?
It's not
looking back on that, I can't really imagine why I wrote it.
Dan okay. is just suggesting Richard sounds less intelligent than Bobo. On the scale of intelligence, you've got Bobo, and then somewhere in the sub-basement.
Yeah. Am I at least Richard. Above, like, apes or something?
Oh.
What, from Planet of the Apes?
I don't know. Can you use your opposable thumbs?
Do you know what opposable thumbs are?
Thumbs that oppose each other?
No, not each other, the rest of the hand.
Like magnets?
Yes, they are thumbs like magnets. Magnet thumbs!
I have to say that Richard has pretty much undermined all of Bobby's.
Yeah.
How can you take any of his notes seriously at this point?
I make them sound really ridiculous.
I think it's oppose each other.
I think magnet thumbs.
This is Steve and this is William. And
I'm not going to lie. If there's another fantasy draft, I might draft magnet thumbs.
Well, you have to draft Steve and William.
Because they're opposing.
That's what Richard has just named.
No. Only one, though, because they're opposing. So the other one has to go on the other team automatically.
Not if you have a leader of thumbs.
No, you know what? I will happily let Alan have both Steve and William.
I do not.
I want Steve and William. They'll be the top of my Excel spreadsheet.
I'm sure they will.
Yes.
We were watching the podcast at
listening
one of our pop culture club meetings. At
listening
the,
to the podcast.
Listening, watching. We were looking at the screen, too.
Okay.
Counts as watching.
He's gotcha.
Counts as not sure what they're watching. Except
so anyway, the key point there were... Wait, you were listening to it when?
At a pop culture club meeting.
This was
seminary.
Nirvana?
Right,
yeah,
Nirvana?
One of the meetings that I'm running.
I'm sure Nirvana
Danny Hancock, who you know, was there.
Well, is Nirvana listenership going to skyrocket, Bobby, after this episode?
Probably not. They don't listen to me. Except when I plan gaming tournaments.
Okay.
Then they listen. All
right, so anyway, talk to us
anyway,
about Nirvana.
Jem Baker was also there, who you do not know.
Okay, I was going to say, do I know this person?
But I asked Danny if he had any notes for this particular episode, and he said to you, sound less bald.
Patrick sounds less bald.
No, and I wouldn't have included it, except that Jem's response to this
okay, I was going to say, where did Jem Baker
he
go?
He screamed in shock, I was imagining him as bald.
The Patrick Hamilton story.
You know, but that's great. At least your voice matches your persona. There's no question as to who you are.
No, that is true.
I like that. That is. You could not have said that any better.
There's never any question who
Patrick,
I am.
You are exactly who you are.
Yeah. Wow, that's deep.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Wow.
What does bald sound like?
Patrick
like
Hamilton.
Patrick.
You've been listening to it for how many years?
Yeah. I never knew that was a bald sound.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Well, you wouldn't. You've got hair.
If bald claps in a wood and there's no one there to hear it, is it still bald?
If yes. bald what?
Claps in the wood.
If bald
claps. What is the thing?
A tree falls,
a tree falls
in
a forest.
See, I'm mixing it up with the one-handed.
If a tree claps in a forest,
yeah, see,
is anybody here?
I might have mixed it up with the sound of one hand clapping.
That's why I'm so confused. I'm like,
yeah.
Like if we
if
go back to
the what's the sound of
one
tree clapping?
Claps a tree in a
so
forest.
If a bald man talks in a wood and there's nowhere to hear him,
there's nowhere
is he
to
still
hear
bald?
Him.
No one to hear him. Is he still bald?
If a one-handed tree falls clapping in the forest.
Okay, so this has clearly gone off the rails. What's your next point, Bobby?
I think the point is still bald.
Yeah.
But bald is cool nowadays.
Oh, this is another
no, it's not.
Episode suggestion.
Ouch.
All right.
This idea came up at some point between you guys and then kind of died off, but a Patrick versus Caleb twins rhyme off.
Oh,
I do remember that. Yeah. Yes. Amanda was not happy that I said I would kick her kid's butt.
I can kind of understand that. You have a competitive streak that is a little unhealthy sometimes.
I don't think that's true. Shut up.
No, I don't think he does. I think it's only unhealthy when he knows that he has far superior abilities. Against small children.
So now we're doing like Patrick on the couch.
Right.
Let's not do that.
Let's do that.
Now we're doing Patrick on the couch, the Patrick Hamilton story.
That is a... I wish.
It's like three meanings. There's so many meanings.
That has not been my experience.
And this podcast just took a weird turn.
Yeah. We should be clear, this is not the normal podcast.
If this is your first one, please go back to the beginning.
Yeah, this is an extra special episode for the summer season.
Another.
Hashtag summer season.
Luke Cage was smart.
That was.
Would have been good for Black History Month.
They really need to come out with more Netflix shows so we can sound smart.
Patrick, here's some semantics you'll enjoy.
We should totally do a Glow show.
We should. With a woman here.
I've watched it. I'm ready to go.
Except as soon as, you know, you finish Legion that you were supposed to get done months ago.
Maybe Legion's not good.
Legion's excellent.
Legion's really good. But okay. Glow is spectacular.
Sure. When I suggest a show, it's like, well, we'll get to it when I can. When you suggest a show, we have to do it now.
How much have you watched Glow?
I wonder what
so
that
far?
Reflects about people's perceptions of individual films.
How much have you watched?
I just learned you've watched none.
I've watched none. I watched two episodes. You've watched none.
How much of Legion have you watched?
Two episodes.
I've watched all of it.
How much of Glow have you watched?
None.
Patrick, the exchange rate from Legion to Glow episodes isn't necessarily one-to-one.
When did Glow come out?
Exactly. I don't know. A couple weeks ago?
When did Legion come out?
A couple months ago.
Several months ago. Like February.
February.
Okay.
Let's move back.
Okay.
We should totally do a show on Glow, though.
Oh, Patrick, some semantics.
Isn't Allison Brie in Glow?
She is.
I would totally watch that.
She's really good.
Yeah.
The Rogue One episode.
Yes.
Oh, boy. No,
you provide
no.
a lot of misinformation about, on Sheridan.
Now we are going down the nerd hole.
He is, in fact, not a Jedi anything. He's not part of the Jedi Order. He's
a
guardian of the wills.
I said that I read somewhere that he was something like that.
No,
like
the wills is synonymous with the Force, but association with the Force does not make you a Jedi.
Yeah.
See, now you're
Richard
going to
sleep,
Patrick,
yeah.
but that's
well,
my
he said
experience
that he's
for like
god.
20
he's
minutes
like
of every show.
God.
Oh, don't worry. Bobby and Rich are doing a deep dive into the extended Star Wars universe.
He's
so
pulling a Patrick right now.
We're off.
And you get all upset.
The wills actually originally were going to be Force-related gods that Lucas was going to create, but he scrapped them.
Is that
in favor
the
of, surprisingly, a more simplistic explanation.
Is that in the extended universe?
Well, it's not in anything, because like I just told you, he scrapped it.
It's like you're not even listening.
I'm not.
And this is why you lost the Star Wars trivia.
You can all feel
I didn't lose Star Wars trivia.
You didn't win.
Did you win?
I beat you.
Well, you beat me.
But you lost to me.
And there's any joy in that?
So, like, yes. You finish a marathon, you're like, I won.
I was 99 out of 100.
They took down the finish line and everyone went home, but I won.
Hey,
if one guy
marathon,
got really sick
winning.
And had to go
should
to the hospital.
Should mean Jill Stein is president.
No.
Yes, according to your logic.
Listen, I don't have a lot of wins in life. Don't take this from me.
But you didn't win.
It's not one
no
of them.
No one's taking it from you. You didn't
you
earn
not,
it.
You may not have a lot of them, but that does not count
guy,
as one of them.
You here on the podcast.
Tony,
Dan?
Who I've seen like three
Dan?
Times.
Dan. Not Dan. Dan lost.
Tony. Tony's the other one. Tony. I've seen Tony like three times since then.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, here's a note you'll all enjoy. Just a ball.
It's a great moment.
It's a classic.
Great moments in podcasting history.
Are balls in the Toy Hall of Fame?
Just ball.
Yeah. That was so good.
Oh. Danny still
the
collapses
ball should be.
In laughter
that's
if
when,
you say that.
No, the ball is. Balls should not be in the Toy Hall
ball
of Fame.
Balls should be
no.
in the Toy Hall of Fame.
No, ball should be.
A lot of games you can't play with just one ball.
Football,
but those are all individual ones.
All those balls should be in there.
Nah, again, ball is sort of an omnibus category.
What about juggling? You can't juggle with one ball.
I agree. Not all balls are created equal.
Pretty disappointing to watch.
Yeah, with that.
Yeah.
So some balls are better than other balls.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. The Patrick Alan Austin story.
This is the most juvenile podcast.
You guys have
we've
a like
done,
a brain switching machine above these seats or something?
That's because we brought Bobby in. He's lowered the level of discipline.
Maybe it's the microphone. Maybe it's not Rich. Maybe it's the microphone.
Maybe the microphone brings it out of people.
Becoming rich? That's a scary thought.
Yeah. Vicky will never forgive me having brought Bobby here.
Nope.
How are we doing on time? Are we getting close?
I don't know.
We're about 38 minutes in.
All right, we got about 7 minutes, God. Bobby.
All right, Patrick. This is the note. The set
we're
of notes
a tight
that will
45 today.
That will change the mashup forever.
All right.
Uh-oh. Yes, this is important stuff.
Where were we driving when we wrote this?
We were driving to Tennessee, maybe.
Was it?
This spring.
I was only with you. Was the thing? I thought. I don't know.
You were probably going to college.
Oh, when we went to
was it F&M?
When we went to Franklin and Marshall.
When we went to Franklin and Marshall, yeah.
Hopefully you'll get like a little tuition discount should they accept you. This is we mentioned Franklin and Marshall on a Misericordia podcast.
True.
Yeah. Because your audience is definitely encompassing Franklin and Marshall's admissions department.
It's possible.
It is now.
We are a nationally available podcast.
Internationally available.
True.
Interplanetary available.
Stop.
Have they been beating this to aliens?
Yes.
What if this were what aliens
No, human
do?
Wi-Fi signals aren't strong enough for that. You wouldn't really be able to access it from off-world.
Well, you were the one that was going on about the lizard people. Like, they're coming for you first. You don't remember that?
Lizard people?
When we
They got to them already.
Do you remember anything?
I don't.
Okay, when we did Guardians of the Galaxy,
yes.
We talked about Peter Quill's dad.
Yes.
And how he couldn't pick up lizard ladies.
The lizard people.
All right. Looking like a person.
Are we back on this conversation? Because this was like an hour-long
comments.
Last time.
About lizard people.
I do now recall that, yes.
All of which were beamed into outer space.
Possibly.
That was Patrick.
Okay.
So anyway.
Richard is simultaneously the listener's avatar in the world of Alan and Patrick and the listener's guidebook for that world.
Okay, say that again. Say that again.
Simultaneously the listener's avatar in the world of Alan and Patrick and the listener's guidebook to that world.
So Richard is our avatar?
The listener's avatar.
The
distinctly
listener's
not
avatar.
You.
I'm like Steve from Blue's Clues.
No!
Although,
which now
I could see Richard co-host Blue's Clues.
No, actually, that kind of makes sense.
One episode.
They're both
look,
blue.
He's being smarter.
Well, there's a pink one, the girl one now.
I have numerous things. First of all, you still watch Blue's Clues, Richard?
Richard is surprisingly steeped in the lore.
Secondly,
of Blue's
if
Clues.
Richard is the avatar of our audience,
yes.
We got to do something about this podcast because we need an audience.
Hundreds just like me.
We need to do something with the podcast content. We need a better audience.
It's like Stepford Wives, but scarier.
That one doesn't make sense because you haven't seen
it. But he's also the guidebook?
Yeah, like.
Yes, the guidebook. Well, because I think. This
is
wait,
Richard, how are you?
He often provides important context to listeners. You guys say ridiculous things, and then.
No, it's too late now.
You guys say things that would make no sense to anyone, and then Richard explains it, and you guys groan at him because you
already understand. So he's like Clarissa. He explains it all.
Richard explains it all.
He's like footnotes. Nobody likes him, but he has to be there.
Well,
I'm done. I don't have to say anything else. Yeah, like I had comments, but that's something.
That pretty much. Yep.
Did you actually write that one down?
No.
Yep.
I just
kind of, oh wow. Like that sounds like something you back to say.
Yep. Whatever you say, footnote.
Wait, Richard, how are you our avatar?
No, this is over.
How are you our audience's avatar?
Because he
it's
is
the only reasonable way to
Again,
view the show.
I really want Richard to explain it.
Okay.
He can't.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand it.
That's my point. He explained it. He said it's like Steven.
That's
Blue's
why I said
Clues.
Everything he says is smarter than he realizes. It's needed for the podcast's integrity.
If I think about
but he
it,
doesn't
it
know
smart.
It.
He but doesn't. Wow.
He doesn't know what he's doing for the podcast, but it's vastly important.
Like, Steve basically acts like an idiot so the kids can learn. So the idea is that I'm going to act like an idiot so the audience can learn.
I will disagree.
Act like an idiot or act
There's
like
a little nuance
See,
there
yeah,
that we need
yeah,
to
We don't need
that.
To make those kind of distinctions. Yeah.
Can I quibble with the act part of that?
Yeah.
No.
So if Richard moved to Minnesota, what would this show become?
You need a new Richard. You'd have to hold auditions.
Who would be the
character? Is the show that highbrow that we need Richard to dumb it down? Because
inaccessible doesn't mean highbrow.
Also,
thank you for the point of clarification.
Bobby just said that we are lowbrow and inaccessible, which, if you think about it, is almost impossible
not
to hit.
You know, but down to the level.
Unlike my book, which was jargon free yet accessible. The show is like the converse of my book.
That's right.
Oh man.
This was a thought I had this morning. That I think is actually pretty fundamental to the show.
Okay.
It works like a buddy film, but no one is consistently the straight man, which is tremendously confusing, actually, if you're trying to analyze it at all.
I'll give it that.
No, I could see that.
I could see that.
Like, we're like But I like Wahlberg and Ferrell and the other guys.
Except you're both Ferrell. Kind of except quantum both Wahlberg and Ferrell. Ferrell. You're both in superpositions of both.
And by Ferrell,
we're
we...
Super, wait, we're in superpositions
you only
of
by
both.
Observing... Yeah, you observe Richard, one, you would wait, find out the state of the other.
Richard needs to explain what that means.
What, being in superpositions?
Yeah, that we're in the superpositions.
Why don't you simultaneously Wahlberg...
No, no, no. It's like when you have two thumbs. I thought we asked you to explain.
It's like when you have two thumbs that are magnetically opposed.
It's actually a little bit like that. It's electrons and spin up and spin down. Yeah, magnets. That's magnetic fields.
Like Patrick I said. Is smarter than
actually, electrons and spin up and spin down is the perfect analogy because you're entangled, too.
Yeah?
You can trade off the...
Yeah, that's a very good point there, too.
So we're like a buddy picture, but we don't have clearly enough defined roles.
You're like a quantum buddy picture, yes.
Yes, yes.
That should be the tagline.
So
of the
your
show.
Point that we're both
quantum buddy picture.
At the same time, the straight man and
well, you kind of trade
or
off.
Or it's that we trade one
you
of us
trade off,
man.
But in such a fluid way that sometimes you inhabit both roles at the
like,
same time.
Almost if you were schizophrenic and had multiple personalities.
Wow, you know that sounds so postmodern.
Oh God! Oh God! Oh God!
Here we go.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Sounds so postmodern.
Richard should, this, as I understand, Richard's role is Avatar. We are like now define postmodern.
We are like a postmodern buddy film.
Patrick doesn't mean anything when he says postmodern. He just means he likes it.
Yep.
That's also true.
Yep.
Fair enough.
I do like me some postmodernism.
Who doesn't love postmodernism? Patrick God knows modernity didn't leave us with much, right?
No. Nah.
So. Post it up. Take it in the post.
Rich is so confused.
What else you got, Bobby? We're closing in on the end of the show.
So I'm not quite sure what this is, but Richard apparently said ticket grubbing at some point.
That's probably when he got the ticket for Alan.
Did he say ticket rubbing?
Grubbing.
Or ticket grubbing?
I'm not clear on what it means as a phrase, so I thought.
It's because, well, it's not a phrase so much as.
Here's how I would imagine ticket
grubbing.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa. It's not a phrase.
Hey, do you guys want to go see a movie? Yeah, let's go see a movie for the show. What time do you want to meet? Where do you want to go? Let's arrange it. Arrive, come up the escalator, and stand sadly like Orphan Annie at the top with your hands out
whoa,
and say,
puppy dog eyes.
Can somebody pay me money?
Alan,
wait, you got to the top of the elevator before he announced that escalator. He didn't have money? Escalator
he
me?
Came up the escalator, and he had texted me. I was already in the theater. So I came out of the theater to meet him.
They don't take Discover. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But you walked by the ticket booth.
I have to
went upstairs.
No, no, no. I went to the ticket booth, tried to use my Discover card, didn't work.
This is
so
the story he tells.
Him
and never
the
paid
the
them back.
Yeah. Alan.
Well, he did pay us back by eating all of our popcorn.
So that's the ticket grubbing.
Like
no, no but that's it. You bought his ticket, and then he ate your grub. It's ticket grubbing.
Oh, ticket grubbing.
Yeah. Yes,
so I
get
don't know
it
why
now.
I would call that.
I do have to quibble with you.
Yes.
Orphan Annie has a bit more self-respect.
Oh, wait. And better hair.
Oh, and Patrick, eyes. I had a question for you.
I left more self-respect at the door.
And fashion sense.
And better
Patrick,
in fact,
I had a question
in
for
so
you.
Many ways. Oh, great.
I'm not sure what episode Warbucks. This was from, but how many times do you have to hear eyewitness recreation before you understand what that means?
That was what I think we were talking about Bigfoot.
Took you about 10 minutes to understand that.
I'm unclear.
Do you
I'm,
now
I'm,
know
I'm
what it means?
I'm unclear.
Yeah, okay. That was a tough one.
Nice.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I enjoyed half assist. That was a well put together pun.
Half assist.
Except that. I mean,
it's literally like this podcast is done by 85-year-old men. I don't remember saying half assist.
I vaguely recall it.
It's from the Doctor Strange episode.
That doesn't help.
I don't remember what it came from either.
Half assist.
The Doctor Strange episode.
No, but
he's not a pacifist, but he's...
Oh, a half assist.
Half assist.
There it is.
Oh, good. So we're going to beat up on pacifists for a while here.
And
that's,
vegans.
I'll point out to your pacifist son that's doing that.
Fair point.
And also... Pacifist would be the easiest thing to beat up on because I can't fight back.
Really? I always heard it was English professors.
I don't know. I think Patrick would be easier.
There's not a lot of difference.
Oh. Wow.
The Patrick Hamilton story.
Wait, I missed that.
Patrick Hamilton story.
Go back and listen. You'll find out.
Okay.
Oh, Patrick never re-listens to the
episode. I know.
No, I do. I've just been busy since February.
Patrick, another complaint. The way you pronounce blood sugar sex magic is actually hard to listen to. It's
blood
like
sugar,
a cheese grater
magic?
On the sole of the ear.
Let's hear it again. Let's
blood sugar sex magic.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Is it like puppy monkey baby?
Oh, God.
You say it with that rhythm, but it shouldn't be said with that rhythm.
Blood sugar sex magic?
Oh.
I get it now. Okay. Yeah,
blood sugar sex magic.
Yeah, if the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Blood sugar sex magic.
If they heard it right now, they would
blood
retitle
sugar, sex
the
magic.
Album.
They would.
Yeah,
they would,
just so
they would. Blood sugar
no
sex
one
magic.
Had to hear it ever again.
They
just give
blood
it away
sugar
to
sex magic.
It's not ours anymore.
Oh, okay.
Blood sugar sex magic.
Colin's not here, but this is just a criticism for leaving 5.5 minutes of silence on the end of the murder episode.
That was Connor.
Colin Edits.
Yeah, like that
it
episode.
Was
you get
a feeling
to the end
of suspense.
It, yeah, it would be great. Except that, like, at the end of 5.5 minutes, it just clicks off. If it were like an old CD, you know, where they'd have a couple empty tracks.
Yeah,
right.
Hidden
and
tracks.
Then a track hidden.
You know what it is? It's like a movie that you expect to have post-credit scenes, and then it doesn't.
We'll except you sat through 5.5 minutes.
You know what the difference between you and Logan is?
Oh.
You're not Hugh Jackman.
I remember that.
What?
You said something along the
lines. I thought you were comparing yourself to Logan.
You were like, something along the lines of the only thing that makes me different than Logan is.
Yeah.
And his answer is, you're not Hugh Jackman.
I don't even remember that. That's convenient.
No, yeah.
Hey, what else you got, Bobby? We're running out of time.
Who was confused with Hugh Jackman? Was it Hugh Grant?
Hugh Grant. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah, that was Richard's problem.
It's a very why you sound Logan. Surprised. It was your mistake.
Well, I couldn't remember what I was mistaken.
It would, however, be a great Logan.
Oh, it would be fantastic. Very British.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be.
Yeah, you'd have Patrick Stewart.
Kind of nebbishy.
Yeah. Oh, totally. He'd have trouble getting ladies. See. But they'd love him in the end like Dudley
Patrick,
Moore.
Squash is not made of zucchini.
I'm pretty sure it is. You take a zucchini.
Richard,
I have no idea
squash
what this
it,
is in
and
reference
you got squash.
To.
Oh, good. Neither do I.
But you are not a teenager?
You're not a teenager.
The notes are hard to explain at this point. I'm
yeah,
straight
I was
to the bottom
say.
Of the barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
mashup story.
Oh, here's the real idea.
Yeah.
You should use Google surveys to poll your audience.
We keep wanting to do surveys, and Dan tells us we can't.
Whoa. I have never said that.
Did
I actually
tell Richard not to do any more Facebook surveys?
Well, I told Richard not to do Facebook.
Well,
because Facebook is an awful sampling of data.
No, it's Richard on social media.
Oh. Richard
of
ran,
course, it's always me.
No, Richard ran the survey, you'll recall, while we were doing the podcast.
Yes.
Yes. So nobody had heard the podcast.
Yes.
Like the podcast
again.
Would be out 3 days later.
Again, it's Richard with social media.
The survey shows up.
Well, no, I imagine, and this was my question yesterday, because when we were in the cafeteria,
uh-huh.
and they had the Light the Fire rally going
that
on.
That was the funniest thing in the
that
world.
That was really confusing, like, the disembodied voice in the cafeteria
yeah,
while Lit
like,
Camp is trying to
he
eat.
Must have been doing like a question and answer thing
yeah.
with the people assembled, but all you heard was
the
question.
But the answer wasn't on the mic.
Piped into the cafeteria.
The thing was, no one knew where he was.
Oh, that's very close.
It was actually a little bit scary by the end, yeah.
I don't understand why we don't pump at least half of the podcast in the cafeteria.
Without warning, just into
the yeah.
Or just run it on Cougar Radio periodically.
Because you have a radio show already. What more do you want from
we
us?
We had a radio
not
show.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Patrick.
Spoilers,
here's a,
we don't have
yes.
a radio show.
Here's a nice quote. Patrick, I just like this quote. I think Richard is more like a compromise.
I don't even need the context. I'm okay with that.
That just totally makes sense.
Yep. Yeah.
I would like to know the context of that one.
I'm not sure what this is about, Richard, but this one just says oblivious. Absolutely oblivious. And it's directed to you. So.
Again. Don't need the context.
Yeah.
No, that could
feels
apply
like it fits
to
all
I don't
over.
Even get it.
Almost yeah. any show. Good one, Richard. He elevated it. He doesn't get it.
Richard is in kind of a constant state of being hazed and yet no longer objects.
Oh, we've broken
that
it. Normally
is in
hazing
fact
ends.
The Richard Baldovin story.
We've pretty much broken Richard.
I think we found him that way.
Safe as eggs?
That's your dad. It's not me.
Well, both of us couldn't remember the bullet quote.
A lot of people said safe as eggs, as I remember it.
Really?
Because it's directed at everyone.
Wasn't that, what was that from?
Gotham. It's
Gotham, that's right.
It's a bullet quote, but it's not safe as eggs. It's
happy as eggs?
That's safe as something else.
Soft as eggs?
No, he says safe as eggs.
No, he doesn't.
I'm almost positive it's safe as eggs.
Richard, Google that real quickly, please.
Because they're in the cart, the container that keeps them safe.
Oh.
I mean,
you
safe
need more
as
Patrick
houses,
McCamey.
I think, is the old time saying.
More Patrick McCamey voice acting. That was well done.
Yeah, we'll have to get Patrick back for some voice
did you
acting.
See that the guitarist for Afghan Whigs died?
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
that was
bad
very
for Pat.
Sad.
Yeah.
That's why his photo's been all over Facebook.
He's
okay.
been sick for a while.
Yeah.
So Pat said they were doing some like fundraising gigs for him.
Okay.
This must be from the Gotham episode. But, well, no, actually, that one
which
makes
Gotham
no sense.
Which episode?
I don't
Gotham
know.
Quiz? Because that was a
that,
great
that
episode.
Makes no
that's
sense.
A great episode.
At this point. Whoever wrote episode on Podbean, that was really well done.
Yeah, it looks. I do multiple things at once, my bad.
I like episode. I thought it sold who we were.
I'm pretty sure that's what we started doing as of the summer season. We're episode.
Mm. Oh.
Patrick, here's a note imploring you not to say buttocks again.
Buttocks?
If you could lay off the buttocks, that would be good.
Hamilton story.
I should never mind the buttocks.
Never mind the buttocks. That's not bad.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Sounds like a Weezer album to me.
It's a Sex Pistols album.
It's a Sex Pistols album.
That's a reference to a Sex Pistols album.
Oh, got it.
Album. Never mind the bollocks. Can I say bollocks on the podcast?
You just did.
You said buttocks.
But that's okay. Bollocks is actually somewhat of a swear in certain regions.
You should lay off the buttocks.
Lay off the bollocks and the buttocks.
Do we know who said that quote, the egg thing?
I was Bullock.
It's like you don't listen.
Harvey Bullock.
Bullock.
B-U-L-L. Oh, no, I thought you said it's a poem. Like, I thought you knew the actual author.
It was on Gotham.
You thought it was a poem?
I thought he said.
Harvey Bullock is a character on Gotham.
A poem called Safe as Eggs.
No, I thought that was
okay,
a poem.
I'm going to go home and write that poem.
Can it involve a man from Nantucket?
Eggs, legs,
bags.
Writes itself.
Nutmegs.
Okay,
anything else?
Oh, Patrick, you thought Bella Thorne was blonde.
Isn't she?
Oh, God.
Oh, still. Nope.
I think I've only seen her as a blonde.
Known for her red hair.
Oh. Kingsman is not a superhero movie.
Is it a reddish blonde?
It is, too.
It's pretty
no,
bad.
It's not.
None Kingsman of them have superpowers.
It's not a superhero movie.
They've got suits.
That's ridiculous.
So it's a spy movie? Like, you know, when all the spies and have spy suits that do things?
It's like a superhero spy movie.
No, that's like saying the Jackie Chan film.
Is it a superhero movie when
foovie?
I wear?
What's
I was going to say film.
I like
movie.
A good superhero foovie.
What was the one with Jackie Chan called The Suit? When his suit, is that a superhero movie? Because the suit.
Like Iron Man.
I don't know. Is Batman a superhero? Because he's just got a suit.
No, he's rich.
That's
I've seen the trailer.
Jackie Chan
so
was
the
rich?
Kingsman.
I've seen the trailer.
Kingsman a witch.
No, they're not. They're actually pretty poor. They
but
just
Batman works
everything.
Within the public eye. Kingsman is a secret organization, which
right.
superheroes are not.
Exactly.
Batman works within the public eye.
Yes.
They put a big bat signal out there.
Like, they literally call... He has a bat phone!
He's an urban legend.
Who we've all confirmed.
No, he is not.
Yes, he is. He's an urban,
he's an urban legend that everyone believes in.
Not everyone
it depends
believes
on
it.
Which universe
thank
you're
you.
Operating in.
Thank you.
Okay,
Patrick's going to pick an obscure one right now.
I'm not picking one. No. I'm
yeah, you are, because give it 5 years, then everyone will know. Like, all Batman starts off with him being an urban legend.
He's an
and
urban
then,
legend.
Then we know who he is.
We don't know who he is.
Patrick,
he,
I don't think
that's
Luke...
secret.
He's Batman.
It's a secret identity.
I don't think Luke is the last Jedi. I have no proof, but I'm pretty confident you were wrong on that.
Okay.
Just saying that so that it's... on the podcast when I turn out to be right.
Been commemorated.
Okay.
Right, what else you got? You got like 2 minutes.
I can't believe you killed the veto.
I killed the veto. No, it was a mutual killing.
It really was not.
We agreed to it.
Another revising of history.
There's nothing mutual about it.
It was a mutually assured decision.
It was a tantrum driven.
Most of my best bits are tantrum driven.
Yes, they are.
CW vising, definitely not a word.
What?
CW vising.
Totally a word. That should be a word.
Yeah.
You can take anything and CW-ize it.
In one of the Oscar episodes, there were 5 full seconds of stunned silence because you agreed on something, which I thought was fun.
Not good for the show.
That's rare that we agree.
So the next show is going to be... What's the next show going to be? Are we going to do Transformers?
We're doing Transformers as the next show.
Yes.
Yeah, but we'll probably put Transformers out before this one because it'll be more timely.
Well, not now that you brought up the Transformers show being next. We probably can.
Sure we can.
Now
who would be postmodern?
Now who's doing revisionist history?
That's right.
Non-linear time.
No, because the idea is that we would take Bobby's critique from this episode
and apply it to future
and
episodes.
Start to apply it with the next episode.
But Transformers is hot off the presses. We should talk about that quickly.
So is Bobby's critique.
But it's going to be very confusing if you say things about Richard that came out from these notes in the Transformers episode.
Fair point.
Why?
You have to
that's what killed Firefly.
Exactly. You have to ignore the entire show.
Richard killed Firefly?
I'm okay with that.
No, releasing
like
episodes
Pluto.
In the wrong order.
Yes.
Right.
How do you not know this?
Which is why this episode comes out before the Transformers episode.
Well, when the Transformers episode
oh, yes.
comes out, the show will be way better.
Oh, that migraine's coming back. Feels like lit camp again.
Lit camp redux.
No idea the context on this, but I guess at some point you guys said one-handed joy to the world.
Oh.
That's, I can play a one-handed joy to the world on piano.
That was Patrick's euphemism. We do not want to go back to the one-handed.
Can we please not go back? I don't even know what that is. I don't want
to. I play a one-handed joy to the world on the piano.
Stop
the
it.
Patrick Hamilton story.
Which, by the way, did you see? I saw on YouTube there's like these stairs that are piano keys that you can walk down and they play.
Yes.
I totally want to go do that and do joy to the world.
Okay.
Two-footed joy to the world?
So.
Yes, it would be
I
a two-footed joy to the world. Unless I trip and fall. Which is very likely.
And then, Patrick, I have to assume you've been thinking about this for months now, but the song you couldn't think of on one episode is A Candle in the Wind. I forget what you said, but it was something ridiculous, like A Candle in the Water. I don't know.
The Princess Di tribute song?
Yeah. You said something wrong. I don't know.
You said wrong. I don't know.
You said like a searchlight in the wind or something.
I forget what.
Searchlight in the wind.
That's going to work much better than a candle in the wind.
Flood beam in the wind.
Candle in the wind is basically useless. Stupid song.
Old John never listens in.
The Princess Di Memorial. Trashed by Patrick.
Well, it was a song before the Princess Di Memorial, was it?
I believe it was, right? I believe that Elton John rewrote a verse of it.
Yeah, so... But yeah, Candle in the Wind is just kind of...
So you're not piling on Princess Diana?
No.
Just Elton John.
Patrick Hamilton story?
No, that's what the Cars did.
Oh! I'm going to say it. That was too soon.
That is a joke you're never allowed to make.
God.
Never. Too soon. Vicky and I just watched The Queen, like, last night.
I just wrote a new note. That was not appropriate.
Jeez, that's just going to alienate the entire audience.
At least everyone in the UK.
You know, you make me out to be kind of the jerky member of this pair, but wow, man.
Oh, that's something I forgot.
that's on my phone. What?
I have something written down on my phone from Lit Camp that I forgot to transfer.
That you being
the
jerky member of the show apparently triggered his memory of.
Were you
something about you
me during Lit Camp?
I don't think I was.
He probably was.
Likely. Oh, yeah. Brianna said I'm wittier than you by a step.
Step. That's such a pretentious English major thing to say. By a step.
You realize she's also a history major.
Is that your argument against the wittier than you think?
English history double major.
What?
Is that your argument against the fact that I'm wittier than you?
No, I'm not saying that you are.
I
do not agree that you are wittier than a step. She also said that your humor.
No. He's not wittier than a step.
Wittier by you.
He's wittier than you by a step.
Quickly, by aligning words. She also said that your humor was exactly mine.
No, Mary Pat said I had an Alan Austin sense of humor.
So you can't be a step ahead if you have an Alan Austin sense of humor. You're
sure maybe I'm the original. Maybe you're just derivative of me.
Boy, that's postmodern.
Yeah, wow. I'm not sure you're not the. I'm pretty sure you're not the original when it comes
maybe
down to
you. The sense
of
humor has changed in the past 10 years.
I'd like to think that's because of me more than you.
I haven't changed.
Patrick Hamilton story.
I don't believe in change. I believe that history is a vast, undifferentiated mass. I am what I've always been.
Block of time.
Whatever.
If you're going to do the line, at least get it right.
Oi. And on that note.
Yeah, it's probably time to end this so we can talk Transformers.
So what are the important takeaways from Bobby's... Richard.
Absolutely. That's what I got as well.
Yeah.
Patrick does a lot of things he shouldn't, it would seem.
Yeah.
That's not going to change.
No more buttocks.
Yes.
Anything for your dad?
And I came out unscathed.
Any advice for your... Yeah. So basically, it's just me and Richard that need to change.
Feels like...
No, Richard doesn't need to change. Richard needs to stay exactly the same.
I'm fine.
Richard, you are many things. That's not one of them.
He is apparently a step ahead of you.
Yeah. Wait,
Richard... Nope, the step is still wittier. Yeah, I got to give
Jokes
it to the step.
The step. I can stand on it.
I got to give it to the step. All right.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yes. Thank you, Bobby.
Another podcast. Nice to have
you, Bobby.
You're
welcome, roughly.
Our first guest.
Yes. More to come, I'm sure.
We've set a low bar.
That's right.